listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Poverty's grip continues to tighten around the nation, especially here in Michigan, where a high unemployment rate and weakened economy has financially crippled many families. Statistics for 2007 show that 14% of Michigan's population lived in poverty, a percentage higher than the national average. Research Professor Emeritus Reynolds Farley said the state's poverty rate might not improve.
Michigan has experienced substantial changes in employment, namely decreases in manufacturing employment and declines for wages for those people who work in manufacturing. It's not so much that the manufacturing industries are disappearing, it's just that they are becoming much more efficient, so manufacturing industries need more skilled employees and fewer people who have moderate or limited skills. Some states around the nation have been able to replace manufacturing jobs. There is some evidence of that occurring in Michigan, namely increases in medical sector employment and increases in education, but thus far, those increases have not offset the declines in manufacturing employment and the declines in manufacturing wages.
Sadly, poor children comprise a growing percentage among those impoverished. More resources and programs involving education could lead to positive outcomes.
I anticipate that there will be a modest to substantial increase in childhood poverty in Michigan, primarily because high-paying jobs are pretty difficult to find unless you have a very advanced education. We have a number of programs that seek to ameliorate childhood poverty, but the number of children who will need extra support is likely to grow. So we'll probably see an increase in childhood poverty. On the other hand, the birth rate is definitely down. In the current recession, one of the consequences seems to be lower fertility, so there may be some reduction in the number of children who are born to parents who are poor.
Farley points to several strategies to help Michigan rebound.
In terms of the future for Michigan, it seems to me there are short-run and long-run approaches. In the long run, it would be very helpful if the state could change the negative stereotypes that characterize Detroit and the state of Michigan. In the long run, it's also important for Michigan to have an education system that turns out highly skilled workers who are available for the new jobs that become available in the high-tech industries. In the short run, it's extremely important for Michigan to attract as much employment as is possible, be it government employment, private sector employment. This is crucial, it seems to me, for reducing poverty rates in Michigan. Michigan needs to capitalize on its opportunities. It is the home of the high-tech end of the worldwide automobile industry. That can be expanded. Michigan has got a fairly active tourist recreation entertainment industry, but there is much that could be done to make Michigan a very desirable place for people to take their summer and winter vacations. Those kinds of developments in the short run may lead to more employment and to less poverty.
Farley is a research professor emeritus in the Population Studies Center located at the university's Institute for Social Research. He is also an executive committee member for the National Poverty Center at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.